Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three big things. Nationwide gas prices continue an upward trend, rising 13 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Police investigating the fatal stabbing of a man Sunday in southeast Wichita. Nearly 300 dead after explosions in Sri Lanka, blamed on religious extremists. Several Americans among the dead. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
New road construction out there this morning, and this we'll be messing things up a bit. This is McLean between Meridian and Seneca. So over there on the west side, McLean is going to be shut down today due to some construction in the area. It's going to go on for some time there. Traffic on KNSS brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Well, we got some really old pipes over there.
Yep.
Excuse me, that's right across the river from the treatment plant, and it'll take a while to get those pipes all fixed up. Partly sunny today with a high of 75 degrees. Yesterday's high in Wichita, 82. 40% chance for showers and storms tonight and tomorrow. Overnight low, 48. Tuesday's high, 63, so it's going to cool off. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 7 miles per hour, and 62 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted. Ethics in medicine in the headlines again after an experiment by scientists.
This is House Call for Health. You've probably heard the stories that scientists have been able to restore some function in the brains of pigs that had been slaughtered 4 hours earlier. This news has created some bizarre headlines like zombie pigs and Frankenswine. But it has also stirred up ethical questions like, where exactly is the line between life and death? And how long do doctors fight to bring back a patient whose heart has stopped? And when is it appropriate to stop and focus instead on harvesting organs for donation? The debate gets trickier when you factor in another study, which finds that patients in cardiac arrest can still be aware of what's going on around them, including efforts to revive them. Researchers say while these developments raise ethical issues, they do point to the possibility of reversing brain damage caused by lack of oxygen. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
Honda is slowing production of Accords and Civics as car buyers continue to savor SUVs and trucks. Japanese automaker says it will temporarily idle a second shift production line in August at its Marysville, Ohio assembly plant.
People savor them or
the shift
favor
is
them?
Favor. Did
okay.
I say savor?
I thought you said they savor them, but I misheard.
Could
that.
Be.
You said it correctly.
The shift is expected to resume production in several years. Also, some production of the CRV small SUV in Marysville will go to a factory in Greensburg, Indiana, where production of the compact Civic will be reduced. My wife and I are driving an Accord right now. We love the car. We've always loved Accords.
They're great cars.
And so one of these days, they will stop making them. We've had two of their Honda Cross Tours, which we really liked a lot.
That was a hatchback, right?
Yeah, so Honda stopped making them.
Mm.
It must be something I'm doing.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Well, where do we begin?
You didn't have an Edsel, did you?
No, I didn't. Okay. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker,
Corvair.
asked that deep, logical question.
Well, two were singing to me earlier. I really...
You like that?
Where do I begin? I do appreciate that.
Yeah,
it did kind of scare me, but...
Yeah, you do.
Well, we're talking about something that I talk about almost every day here. Financial planning, baby.
Yes, there you go.
Where do I begin? You know, I would never ask any listener of the Steve and Ted Show to... only half listen to this show. But for all you seasoned investors, consider this a refresher course. You can sit smugly, nodding as I go through the following steps that you already know. I'm talking about retirement planning. Where do I begin? Well, first is a kitchen table talk with your spouse, or if you're single, yourself. What are your goals, dreams, plans, and lifestyle wishes? Let's prioritize those to near and long-term goals and create some deadlines. Be reasonable and realistic. Put them in a timeline order, the way you can track success. I mean, that's the only way you can. Your goal is of a list might be something like this. We would like to retire at 65, then move to the Flint Hills on a small piece of property with a nice stone fence. Before then, we need to put the kids through the university. In the next few years, we want to build that cabin on the lake. More immediately, Jamie needs braces, and Mom's car is close to replacement. You have some goals. These will change as planning is a dynamic practice. Now we do a financial triage. We find out our assets. We prioritize and any debt and come up with a cash flow model. This will include the often difficult conversation about spending and generally requires a budget. Well, where are we? Well, we know where we stand financially and we know what we have, so we know that what we can spend. Next, commit to a savings and investment plan. Automate the plan by setting automatic payroll deductions or having it periodically pulled from your checking account. Invest and monitor. Your certified financial planner practitioner can help you with an investment allocation that fits your time horizon for each of your goals. He or she will also regularly bring you back to the table to monitor progress on the investments and help you tweak it when your progress is achieving your goals. Just like that. Of course, if you have any questions about this process or any other, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
So the markets were closed Friday. That meant you just did not even work, did you, Friday?
I did.
Well, did you really?
I went up to Manhattan and did full days of continuing education.
That's right. You were up there doing some seminar, doing some teaching there.
Yeah, I actually tried to call it in from the road on Thursday, and I think I lost a cell phone reception on Highway 177 someplace.
No, you were near 18th and Woodland here in Wichita.
That was probably it, yeah.
The new dead spot there.
Yeah.
So how is Manhattan? I haven't been there in
years. We had a blast. I mean, I'm a K-State guy, or KU guy, but, you know, because my daughters are there. But,
yeah.
But the head of development for the K-State Foundation took us out to Aggieville.
Yeah.
And
hello.
Showed us the haunts he used to go to
nice.
40 years ago or
tradition.
Whatever.
Yep.
And we had a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so much fun.
It really was. Today is National Jelly Bean Day.
Okay.
Boston confectioner William Schraft made him popular during the Civil War. Did you know that?
Huh.
Yeah. During the 1930s, jelly beans became closely associated with the Easter holiday, but they are now enjoyed, of course, year-round. Jelly beans were Ronald Reagan's favorite treat.
Remember he had a jar
of those?
Oh, yeah.
Go to cabinet meetings. Here, have a jelly bean. Jelly bean day. National. By the way, this is my wife's name is Shelly Dean.
And you call her Jelly Bean.
No, my late father-in-law called her that. That was his pet name for Shelly.
Aw.
Jelly Bean.
Aw.
Pretty cute, isn't it?
That is cute.
You think that's cute, Ted?
Yeah.
I think it's very cute. All right, it's Steve and Ted now coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. All the latest news, including an armed robbery in Wichita early this morning. Tell you about that. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.